Welcome back to Unruly Unruly. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Ashley.
And happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Or at least it's going to almost be Valentine's Day. When
yeah.
You guys hear
you know,
this.
It's yeah. Valentine's Day week. I feel like everyone's getting like the tail end of like finally being done with sickness, but you're still like dragging a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm over the winter for that matter. I really am.
Entirely. It can go.
Yes, it totally can go. I am definitely over it for sure. I think it's just more the sickness than anything else. I mean, I don't like being cold either.
Same.
But I don't know. I also don't like sweating to death.
You know what? At this point, it'd be a relief because I'm just like...
I guess you could put AC on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although when it gets so hot that even your AC doesn't work, you're mm-hmm. like, strike me down right now.
It's true.
I feel like I could give up.
See, I'm one of the weird people who I really don't mind the winter. I just don't like being stuck in. It just has to be enough where it's like 40, 35, 40. That's okay. And no wind and barely any snow. So I have...
So fall. So fall. Basically fall.
Fall. Yeah. You're right.
Which
a fall
same
night.
Ideal. It just can't be cold or snowing.
Or freezing rain.
Or freezing rain. And then then me and winter can get down.
Right. Exactly.
I was going through my notes and every time Drama King has like a Drama King-ism, like he just says shit sometimes. Sometimes under the influence, sometimes raw dogging life. And I'm just like, where did that come from in your brain? And I have to write them in my notes. And he said the other day, I asked him why he has an alarm set for 5 a.m. and 5:01 a.m. And he said, well, you know, like after the first one goes off, you need like a minute to like scraggle around. What does scraggle mean to you? And he just made this gesture with his hands, like, you know, like, rah, like, you know, like.
Which I'm sure he's not first thing in the morning.
What are you doing between 5 and 5:01 a.m.? Like, I'm out cold at that time. What are you doing in the same room as me that you consider scraggling? Because to me, that almost sounds like panhandling. Like, you go outside and you scraggle. A few months ago, I had a dream, and I've been having these dreams again lately, which is so weird. I've been having dreams where I say something and everybody laughs, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I want to keep having them.
Yeah.
I think that they're like Coke Zero induced. I don't know for sure.
Maybe.
Maybe. I think it's whatever the fake sugar is. But I have dreams where I say something and everybody laughs like so hard that the other day I woke myself up from laughing. Yeah. And I remember I told Drama King I had a dream that he went into the bathroom, in the hallway bathroom, and I was waiting for him in the hallway. And I heard him knock something over.
Yeah.
But the sound of him knocking stuff over went on for like a full minute.
Oh my God.
So it just sounded like, you know, in a cartoon when there's like plates crashing and like, I was in the beginning of the dream, I was like, oh, okay. He's like, he knocked something over in the shower.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was getting. And then he kept dropping stuff. And I just kept hearing sound after sound. And it made me like wake myself up laughing.
Yeah.
But I had a dream a few months ago that was one of those where I was at a dinner table. You were there. Just a bunch of people were there.
Yeah.
Like a long dinner table with a bunch of food on it.
Okay.
And I went to get baked beans, like to scoop on my plate. And I picked up the spoon and I said, them beans be falling out the spoon. And everybody died laughing, like hysterical laughing. Them beans be falling out the spoon. I said it like that. I said the spoon.
Oh my gosh.
I woke up, I wrote it down immediately because I was like, that's not funny at all. If I said that, imagine I did that tomorrow. I just picked something up and I said, those raviolis be falling out the spoon. Nobody would fucking, nobody would smile.
I would smile.
Thank you.
Sure.
Now that you have this context, if you ever hear me use that joke, you have to laugh.
Yes, I promise I will.
Start the laughter. Oh my God. But it's been a nice change because I had nightmares for a couple months.
Oh, that's the worst.
And now I'm like the complete opposite end of the spectrum.
Yes.
So we're back. We're back. It just sucks because sometimes I wake up from the dream and I don't remember what made everybody laugh.
Yeah, that sucks.
I try to write it down as fast as I can whenever I have like an interesting dream.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that all the time.
It's hard, though. It's hard to even like when you first wake up, it feels like immediately it's leaking out.
I know.
It's like gone right away.
That is the worst.
Or I write it down and I'm like, that's fucking stupid.
Well, no. Because there's probably pieces of it you're forgetting.
Which is like what I would like to think.
Yeah.
You know, the dream ended after them beans be falling out the spoon. Like, that right, was the that end was of the it. Dream.
And everyone was just staring.
Everybody laughed hysterically, banging. People were banging on the table, gosh. Laughing.
I must have wanted bangers.
Everybody was banging. Everyone's and banging. I felt like the fucking shit. Yeah. Woke up and I was like, that's not even a little bit funny. I said, maybe I just gave myself gold. I thought about the joke. It's not funny. Like, it's like a sitcom character.
Yeah.
Would say okay. that. Yeah. So stupid. But I have to keep writing them down now that I'm in like a phase of getting them a lot. Yes. So I will share them with you guys. Okay, before we get into everything, let's play a game of unrated or unruly.
Let's.
Okay. Ashley, are you feeling unrated or unruly this Valentine's Day?
I'm feeling unruly.
Okay. If you had to date one celebrity for a year, who would it be?
Oh, a full year. Because it has to be someone that you can kind of like tolerate. So when you see them, you're like, I can tolerate this person all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've got to make them kind of basic altogether. Like somebody that I know that wouldn't like, I feel like I could, I wasn't really forced to have sex with all the time either. I know it sounds kind of weird.
No,
but like,
yeah.
You might not be compatible. So they might be really attractive, but then they might not be compatible.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Kevin James.
Not ready.
Is that wrong?
The king of fucking Queens?
Yeah.
Molotov?
Yes. Listen, guys, there's a reason behind it. Listen, he's just like a regular looking guy.
Yeah.
He makes some funny jokes. And we could probably just, you know, eat good food and watch a lot of good shows.
Yeah.
And he has money so we could travel.
And he's just a guy.
He's just a regular dude. Just a regular guy. Yeah.
I don't think he's weird.
No, I don't think so either. I think he's very normal.
Yeah.
Because he is like very close with Adam Sandler. And I feel like Adam Sandler is the most like down to earth person. So I don't know. He would be it.
I'm just not ready. Like, it's not a bad answer at all. I just was not prepared.
What about you?
Oh my God, King of Queens is such a good show. I need to do a rewatch. I love Leah Remini.
Me too.
That's so hard because it's easier to think of people I would never want to be in a fucking room with.
And that's the thing too, is that I feel like a lot of this stuff in general is like these guys, it's like, okay, this guy might be so hot, but like, what are you dealing with for a full year?
Yeah.
Like you might be dealing with a real like narcissistic piece of crap.
I'm not really somebody who's ever been around like theater kids or actor types.
Yeah.
I just feel like I don't trust that in general. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
I don't know. There's just something about like grown men that act that I'm like, are you weird? Like I think they're weird and they kind of have to prove themselves to not be weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Not Patton Oswalt.
No, not after what you said.
No, that was a weird thing about his wife. What's the name of the guy that Zendaya is with? What's his name? Spider-Man?
He's great. Tom Holland.
Yes.
He is so damn cute.
I mean, he's British. And
he is.
But he doesn't drink anymore. I'm like walking back my answer. I just remember he's sober now. Because I was thinking he's like British. He's like a lad.
Yeah, he is a lad.
He was drinking from like a young age. Because they can drink at what? Like 4 years old over
basically.
There. And he's been drinking. And he was like, he seems like a fun guy.
Yeah.
But also very like grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign actor.
Yep.
Maybe him. I just think he's a very respectful person.
Yeah, I think so too.
Just what I can see.
Yeah.
Do you see the video of him guiding Zendaya?
I know.
Through the crowd.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come on. Yeah, I think it's going to be him because I think we would actually have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care at all if we had any chemistry because I think that he's just like, we could chill.
We could chill. Yeah.
We could chill.
He'd be a really nice person.
And same thing, money, travel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll get him to drink again. Maybe that's not a good thing.
Maybe
we'd be terrible for each other. Maybe I feel like, have a fucking beer, Dom.
Right.
You gotta chill the fuck out.
It's true.
And maybe that'd be bad. And I would, you know, maybe derail his career. But it's only a year, so I'm out.
It's a year. But it's a solid year. I mean,
who's a person you would never want to spend a year with?
Oh, there's a lot.
Who played Elvis? What's that fucking guy's name?
You don't like him?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, I don't mind him.
I think he'd be perfectly polite.
I wouldn't want to date him.
No.
But, what is his name? I know
who you're talking about. Starts with an A? No.
Yeah, maybe. Oscar Wilder. I don't know. I just made that up. Alex? Alex?
What the fuck is it? I'm going to call him Elvis. The new Elvis. I don't know what it is. It's an innate feeling of like.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
You know how he kept doing the accent after the movie? He said he got stuck in the character. So
I have heard that happening before.
He kept doing the Elvis accent during like interviews for things that were not Elvis related.
That's crazy.
That's what I mean. That's. Okay.
But a lot of them are like that, though. It almost makes you a better actor if you do get that immersed in your character.
Completely agree.
Yeah, it does.
Just keep it away from me.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. that is some scary shit. Like, I'll watch your movies 100%. If you're that kind of actor, I'm there.
Boom. Right.
Just stay away from me.
Yeah.
Stay away from me because I'm scared of that.
I'm trying to think because there's so many. Which is kind of scary. But there's so many I would not want to.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, you're right. That's who it would be. I literally can't stand that motherfucker. And I know there's so many women out there who are like, he's so gorgeous. I've actually never found him attractive.
No.
Everyone used to, back in the day, people used to literally look at me like I was crazy when I was like, I don't find him attractive.
Yeah.
He just wasn't my thing. I'm like, I don't know what it is. You know what he looks like to me?
What?
I'm sorry, guys, if somebody does do this, because I know this might be like a problem. Doesn't he look like a kind of guy that spits too much? Do you know what I'm talking about? Like when the white gets in their sides of their mouth.
Foam.
Yeah. Doesn't he look like a foamer?
It's the close together eyes and the fucking just.
I don't know what it is about him. And I hate that he thinks he's funny. And I know a lot of you out there think he's funny. I just don't. There's something about him that was like what we talked about, Dane Cook.
Yeah.
I don't think he's funny either.
Oh, I do not like Dane Cook. He's a fucking weirdo for dating that young girl.
No.
Why does it have to be weird?
That's the thing is like, I definitely Ryan Reynolds would be number one, would never want to date.
Yeah.
He can keep his spit to his trashy wife. Like
foam in the corner of his mouth. Because he fucking does. Oh. And no offense to any foamers, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a feeling it might be like a disorder of some kind. I don't really know what it's called.
I've never understood it either. He's just not one of those for me. It is because he thinks he's really funny and he acts like he's really funny.
That's what makes it. It's one thing if it's a natural thing, like someone's like quirky. Like, but that's what we kind of like, though. We like it. But like, if you're like trying, like you sell your joke and you're like.
He's gonna squirt me with like a rose.
Yes, it's exactly the kind of humor, and it's like I don't.
No,
you can keep that.
It spooks me a little bit. Valentine's Day, to get into the spirit, I was thinking we could go through some of like the common romance tropes, and I think what we should do is we should kind of like talk about whether or not they are realistic to us, because I'm sure that some of these things, as crazy as some of them are, have happened to people. I think one of them has even applied to you.
Okay. Yeah.
At least that I know of. The very first one, which has been so big this last year, 2024, is enemies to lovers.
Oh, yeah.
This was so big. It was every book that I was reading was trying to replicate pretty much like the ACOTAR, you know, like extreme enemies to like passionate lovers. And like some of them just, in my opinion, did it way too quickly and it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
It's got to be drawn out.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm going to say this is probably unrealistic. What about for you?
It's realistic because my first husband was first my enemy. So it is realistic to me.
How did you guys become enemies?
So, God, this makes me look bad. All right. So my high school sweetheart I'm not just making it look that bad. So my high school sweetheart, we split, and then I started dating another guy. And then when we went to college, so he hated me when I was dating. So he was best friends with my high school sweetheart.
Okay.
And he did not like me. And I never understood it, but I was like, if you don't like me, fuck you. I don't like you. So then, you know, so we just didn't like each other. And I don't know if it was because, like, maybe I took my high school boyfriend, like, away from them a lot. Yeah. Like, maybe that's what it was. I don't really know. But then when we went to college, me and my high school boyfriend had been split for a couple of years. And then he tried to get with me, and then we ended up getting married. And then, yeah.
Did he address, like,
oh, yeah,
him hating you?
Well, the craziest part was we lived in dorms. And I will never forget when someone was like, they were like, blah, 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 was looking for you. I'm like, who? And I was like, I have no idea who that is. Yeah. I didn't even know that he knew that I lived at the dorms as well as him. I had no idea.
And he was, I'm like, looking, why? For you?
And then his excuse was, well, you're the only one from my high school that I knew. It's bullshit. Right. Bullshit. So, but yeah, and that's how we ended up, because my ex didn't, they played on a baseball team together, but he didn't stay at the dorms.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was like a whole thing, because the whole baseball team split in half then. Because damn, he went with me, because we ended up starting to date, and like my ex was like, are you kidding me? That was like my high school girlfriend. Like, what are you? You literally,
it's been a couple years,
right? Exactly. And he was like, you literally talk so much shit about her. You hated her. What are you doing? And then, I mean, probably,
yeah,
yeah.
But did it kind of, like, was it exciting?
It was, because at first we didn't want anyone to know.
Oh,
so that was the best part, was when he came, like, nobody knew the high school history. Nobody knew anything. So when we first started, his dorm guy, like his roommate, whatever, your roommate.
Yeah.
Was also on the baseball team. Mm. But he wasn't. He was, what a character that guy was. But he like was kind of dumb, and he didn't really like know what was going on. So one day I happened to have passed them while they were practicing. And then he goes, I guess he had said out loud, and this was actually a month into us doing this thing where, like, no one knew in our dorms. Like, yeah, no one would care. But we were trying to keep it away from the roommate.
Okay.
So the one day he had walked in on us, and then he was like, okay. Well, he didn't understand what the problem was. And then the one day I was walking by, and then he literally screamed his name. He's by his last name. And he goes, isn't that your fuck buddy?
What?
Yes.
How did they react?
And that's when it all went down.
What the fuck?
Uh-huh.
Wait, so you had, like, the sports romance and the enemy, yes, and the secret did, relationship, yes, all in one?
Yes, we did. And it was, I mean, I have to say the beginning was so fun, because, and like, again, no one knew in our dorms. Nobody would care. Like, nobody went to school with us there.
Yeah.
But the people did in the actual team. We had a couple of people. So that's where it kind of got wild. And I was like, but it was fun. But then when that happened, I'll never forget it. I was on my way to like the class where you have to talk. I hate that when they make you do that.
The like speech.
Yeah. So I was already having like an anxiety attack because I had to do a speech. And then that happened. And I'll never forget. I literally like went in and I was like, I got my period. I told them again. Because I was just like so, like, I was like, what is going to happen? Yeah. Like, what is going to happen? And like, it just ended up like he came to my dorm room like later on. He was like, well, everybody knows. And he's like, because the stupid idiot kept saying, he's like, what's the big deal? Like, he didn't understand. He's like, what's the big deal? They're fucking, like, what's the big deal? And then he's like, and then that was it. And then everyone found out. And then literally the whole team was split in half, and they traveled to Florida on a bus. And my ex from high school literally made him go into, like, they made them have separate buses. So it was one group with the other group. Yes, because of how dramatic this whole thing was.
Which, did your ex not have, like, moved on by then? Like,
that was the weird part, dude. Was when we split, it was my idea. But at the end of the day, like, it wasn't like he was reaching out to me or anything. Like, he did it first, and then it was done.
Yeah.
So there really wasn't anything to even, it wasn't like he was pursuing me and I, like, wasn't taking him back or anything. Like, he maybe tried for a month and then it was over.
It was done.
Yeah. But at the same time, he also had a girlfriend at the time.
Imagine being the girlfriend.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, you guys were on separate buses because, and why do you care?
Right, exactly.
Okay, got it. Right. All right. So you're upset.
Because of what?
Because of your,
right. Got imagine, it. Because cool. I remember him like texting me that whole, that whole trip that they went to Clearwater to play. And he's like, oh, we're fighting and this one. And then we have to be on this side. And I'm like, this is wild. This is like the Jets and the Sharks or whatever. This is so stupid.
Which at that point, just be like, I want you back. Like at that point.
Right.
That's so extra.
It was so extra. Yeah. Thank God we didn't. We only did like a 1 year. Both of us did only 1 year each. And then he moved on. And
yeah.
I went to beauty school.
Also, so, the friends being like, pick a side. Like,
that was wild,
so
too.
So dramatic.
I'll never forget that. It was so funny. He was like, oh, no. He's like, don't talk to that one. Because my ex-husband was like, don't talk to that one. Because he's on his side. He's like, you can talk to this one. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, this is so weird.
And the fact that these other guys weren't like, you have a girlfriend. So this does not, this like is canceled out.
Exactly. I have no idea why it was such a big deal. It had to have been at least two years that we weren't together.
That's some extreme bro coding.
Right. Because we split in junior year, not senior year. I left him. So
it's almost inspiring because I never really hear about like men kind of having loyalty to each other. So I guess in that way, that's something. It's a little extreme.
I know.
It's giving blood pact.
I know it is. And I told Taylor that it was so weird the other day. Not the other day. A year ago, my mom comes home and my mom's a teacher for elementary school. And she goes, so I got my class list and I think my ex-husband and my one from high school, they both have very not common last names. And she goes, I thought it looked super familiar, but I was like, this is the area where there would be a few of them. And then she goes, there he was, your high school sweetheart walking right into my door with his daughter.
How weird.
And then she said, I tried not to make it awkward because he was there with his wife. So I was just like, hi. And then he's like, oh, you're not going to give me a hug? I used to be at your house like for 3 years.
In front of his wife?
In front of his wife.
Oh, no. Okay.
So.
Somebody was a little hung up.
A little hung up.
A little bit hung up.
Jeez.
Got that effect. I just feel like, for the most part, if a man is mean to me, which granted you and your ex had like some time in between where you didn't see each other.
We did. Because so in high school, he was, I mean, he didn't smile ever to me. I mean, he gave me these looks and I was like, wow, you're a dick.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just didn't get it.
Yeah.
Maybe he liked me the whole time.
That might have been it.
I'm just saying.
He might have been attracted to you.
Maybe that was part of what that was. Maybe he was a little jealous.
Oh,
well, he got his way.
Yeah. At the end of the day. Maybe he knew he couldn't be anything except for mean because your ex would have, I don't know, had a conniption fit like he
apparently
did later on.
Yeah, he was a Cancer.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Making sense. But I've never been able to fathom like being attracted to somebody who's been like mean to me because I'm like, you need to fuck off forever. Like,
right.
don't be mean to me.
Yeah.
I don't like negging specifically. Like, you ignore me and whatever. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Negging and going out of your way to be fucking like an asshole to me.
Yeah, no.
Especially as a form of flirting. Oh my God. Bye.
Like, yeah, I agree with that completely.
Like, what about like a kind word, a sweet nothing? Like, you know, anything.
Anything.
Anything. Like, I fucking hate negging as a form of flirting.
No, I don't like that either. I love to, like, even if I'm not giving it to you, I just like you to just tell me how great I am all the time.
Or
even just like bother me. Like just kind of like cute bother. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like,
not like even just if you're constantly touching me.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Like that I kind of like too. I just like to constantly the attention to be on me in some kind of way.
I like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like
yes.
this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the negging where they're like being – and normally when you come across this, it's like the guy has no like – I don't even know.
Like it's almost like they have a
they seem insecure.
Social,
yeah. Or they're like socially awkward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not like they ever do it smoothly. It's usually just fucking comes off mean or like,
right.
Are you trying to neg me into like feeling insecure and then I'll
like that.
Get with you?
No.
So weird. I've never been a fan. I just think like romancing somebody.
Yes.
It's always been my kind of thing.
Yeah. No, no, I agree. Like, yeah. Like I said, I wasn't like something I was looking for. That just ended up happening.
Oh, no, but that's like hot. Like the way that, the way that it unraveled, that's,
it was quite a story.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, the next one's friends to lovers, which
you have.
Yeah.
That's your story.
That's my thing.
Yeah,
that's
that is
my
your thing.
I love a friends to lovers.
Yes.
Because I can't, I don't find myself being attracted to people until I know them.
Yeah.
So like for men especially, it's like I can recognize an attractive man.
Of course.
It just doesn't like mean anything or do anything for me. Okay. It's like it's got to be the voice, the sense of humor, the smell, things like that are like what get me.
Right.
And then it's like initial attraction will mean not nothing, but like very, very little.
Yeah.
Doesn't really, you know, matter in the long run to me. So friends to lovers is like, that's how I fucking date.
That is how you date.
So to me, realistic.
100%.
That's realistic.
How, yeah.
What about you?
It is realistic. I just haven't had it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dating, I don't know how that is, but my dating pool's never been friends to lovers. But I think it's a great way.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say my ex-husband was like my best friend once we got into it. Because he's probably the only person ever in my life that I literally, we saw eye to eye on almost every single thing.
Which is so cool.
That just doesn't happen. So, but we weren't, clearly we were not friends prior. So,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you feel like you have more like of like a passionate or like a, like you start off knowing that you like each other kind of thing? Like, you know, there's like a mutual attraction. So there's no need to not just go right into things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I can't like.
But you're a very like, I'm not to say that I'm like I am visual, but like there has to be something about you that's going to drag me kind of in.
Yeah.
But I do lead with passion, which is not always good.
Yeah, so, passionate.
Yeah.
And then I think it's like the personality and the, especially if they have a sense of humor, seals the deal.
The sense of humor.
For me, it's like the door's not even fucking open until you make me laugh.
Right.
So you can fuck off. Like, oh, I saw something past the window and it's the flag. I thought I saw lightning.
Oh, it happens all the time where I'm like, what the hell is that?
Who or what?
And there's always cats, random cats,
really?
Like rimming the house. Yeah, if my cats are out here, then they're freaking pissed.
They're fixed. Yeah, they're fixed.
Yeah, they're fixed.
I was like, it's a club out there, apparently.
Oh, yeah. They're not allowed out there. They're not allowed out. they ain't seeing their girlfriend, boyfriend.
No.
No.
Okay, me? Realistic. Realistic.
Realistic.
I mean, that's like the easiest
100%.
One.
Yeah.
Now, second chance love. I don't know how I feel about this one.
Mm.
I feel like it's realistic. Just haven't had it happen.
So you mean redoing it with somebody?
Yeah. Say like these are usually a case where like a couple has been broken up for a long time and then they see each other or they're forced into proximity with each other because of like, say, like a high school reunion
friend of the family. So I feel like if there's a distance that much, yes.
Yeah.
It could definitely work for sure because you're not the person you were in high school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you change so much. So I could see that working, honestly.
I think if it's going to be the second chance love, it has to be a really long stretch of time.
It has huge.
In between.
Yeah, I totally agree. It has to be.
Which normally, like I've read a book that was like this not that long ago. It was really cute. But it was like the same kind of thing, like forced proximity. He's like lives next door to her parents and they had been like only like a year or two. It was cute, but I was like, that's not long enough.
No, it's not.
For them to be fucking broken up. No, it's got to be like they're finding out who the other person is all over again.
Right, exactly.
You know, that would do it for me.
Absolutely.
Not like, hey, it's been 6 months.
Right.
Let's
well,
go
let's
again.
Try again. No,
yeah.
That's not going to be it.
No. You got to go see the lady. Or something's got to happen. Why do we break up in the first place?
Exactly.
And what are the chances that that has changed over fucking 2 years? It's like slim to none.
Well, you know what? I actually know a couple that did happen to.
Really?
Yeah. They told me about that recently, that they dated in high school. They split when they went to college and now they've been married ever since.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you got to have that conversation of, okay, what'd you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which we were broken up.
I mean, they both were a little wild. So, I mean.
But you know what? If it evens out, I think it's got to even out. You know, either you don't talk about it.
Which I don't know how people do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or you do, and it's got to be kind of.
Like, Lumberjack hates talking about that kind of stuff. And then I like to do it, but then it just causes fights.
Because then I get angry.
Because I'm stupid.
I'll ask, and then I'll be like, why'd you answer?
Yeah. Why did you tell me that?
Why would you fucking tell me?
Yeah.
Why do I want to know that?
Why did you kiss her when you were 21 and I didn't meet you until I was in my late 30s? Why did you kiss her then?
What was going through your head like, at the time?
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then I'll do it like a couple weeks later. I'll be like, tell me the one about the girl.
Yeah, I know. I do that all the time. Why do we do that? It just starts a fight.
I don't know if I think it's going to be like sweet to me in that moment or like what I'm going to get from it. It's like knowledge that
We don't need to have, but we'll forever ask.
Oh, because it's just too good. I need to know.
You just need to have the things.
Yeah.
In the back of your... Okay, we're sick.
Yeah.
We gotta stop. This one's important.
Yeah. Okay. The forbidden love. Forbidden love is hot.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's got to be realistic.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know what? It's realistic, but like I think... The average forbidden love is probably forbidden for like a bad reason. If you're young, it's probably for like something similar to your situation, like you, friends of like whoever, and people are being young and stupid,
or parents really strict.
Mm-hmm.
There's that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Forbidden love could also be like religion related.
Very much religion related.
Anything like that, like where it's like approval related, but that also hurts. Like that kinda sucks.
I feel like. This is the problem with forbidden is I've got to say I don't think that would work because I don't think that you would ever, whatever reason you're forbidden, I feel like if it has anything to do with the family, how are you guys going to get past that?
Yeah, because the family thing, if you're close to them, if you don't care about, if you're like, you don't like your family, who fucking cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? It doesn't matter. But if you're close to them. That's tough. Even if they're being close-minded, but that's still like you're close to them as your family. You can't really do anything about it. I don't know. Maybe I want to switch my answer. I'm going to say unrealistic.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I do. I think for a long run, it just isn't.
Yeah.
Unless you both run off together.
Yeah. Which is
really slim to none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This one. Secret identity / billionaire / royal. Think like 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh my gosh, there's so many of those on Hallmark.
It's all like
secret prince.
And then she's like, I have to work. And he's like, you don't have to work. And she's like, but I have to. I work. Oh my God, girl, fucking take the money. And I'm not saying take the money and do nothing. Take the money and I don't know. Open a boutique. What do people do?
I would just take the money.
Take the money.
I would be like, I'm going to the spa.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing today.
I'm reading books. I'm learning how to garden.
Right. I'm tired. I can take as many naps as I want.
And you love him for him.
Right.
So literally, who fucking cares?
But that's very unrealistic. I don't think anybody's ever not going to tell you about their money.
And it's never like they're like, you have to quit your job. It's always like, you don't have to work, just so you know.
You're right.
Like putting the option out there. I'm okay with you not working. And they go, no, I have to work. Oh, my God. Shut up. Please. Right. Stop. What do you mean?
It's always like that. Always.
He's a fucking billionaire. He's got a helicopter.
Like, what are you working for?
What do you do? Like, what is your job? Like, if it's something that they worked really hard for, I get it completely. Yeah. But when it's like their job is like shitty.
A secretary. And nothing's wrong with secretaries, by the way.
Nothing wrong with secretaries.
No. I'm just saying, like, I doubt a secretary is making that much money.
Be for real, girl.
Yeah. Like, compared to a billionaire, I'm saying.
Or a royal, like a fucking prince.
Right, exactly.
Even though I think that's, like, problematic. Like, what is it called? Monarchy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of problematic. But you know what? You love him. So what are you going to do? Because he's not going to stop being a prince. Nope. It's completely unrealistic to me, only based off the fact that I would be so intimidated and, like...
Yeah, that's not for me either. I don't. It's one thing if someone is like has their life together, but I think something so. But the thing is, why were you secret about it?
Oh yeah, like a secret.
I don't like this secret. Weird. That's weird. That alone, because then I'm like, I don't trust you.
Started off on a lie.
Yeah, so we're gonna end on one. And that's how it goes.
You're a billionaire. How often do you go to Dubai? What do you do there?
True.
There's so many questions about what you fucking do with that money. Yeah. And then I'm like, but like, is this going to be a thing where I would just never be able to get it out of my head that they would How often do you see a man with money and influence and power not abuse it?
Oh, of course. Yeah, like, of course.
It would be in my head 24/7.
24/7. I completely agree.
Yeah. I'd mm-hmm. be like, you could pick a new flavor every day if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And how do I know that you wouldn't? I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Because I'm fucking off at the spa.
Right. Exactly.
I'm not home. I'm at Pilates.
No.
It's something about money that, like, if I just had it. Like an abundance.
I know.
Pilates. I'd go to Pilates.
Yeah, we talked about that before. Pilates. Yeah.
I think I would just go. Like, it's like,
even though it looks, I would just so, know to go. It looks so hard.
Remember Married at First Sight when they were doing the Pilates yes. class? I was watching that shit and I was like, okay.
I saw a girl. It's a little intense. I saw a reel and this girl literally, like, she like fell off. But like, you've got to understand, like, those off are some the track. Yeah, like her leg was out and she like leaned wrong and it was like her first time and she literally went in.
Mm.
See, that would happen to me because yeah. I don't know what I'm doing.
That would be my fear.
The first time I took spin class. Have you ever taken spin?
No.
Okay, so like on the things, you put your feet in the things. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was. So my friend was standing on the other one and she's on and I was like, how do I do this? So I put my foot in, it got stuck. I was just like, I was on the one side moving. And I couldn't you were on the fucking wrong side. And she was like, I remember her face and she was like, oh, this is not gonna be fair. I was like, no, it's not. It's
just,
you know what hurts more? You know what hurts more is actually the seat. The seat kills.
I have one of those bikes at home, yes. Like the stationary bikes. How do people wear them? Like, I know men wear like a padding when they wear them.
Yeah.
Where's the padding for? Is there a padding for women?
You can. Shit, yeah, like, you can. There's like gel inside ones, of me. But even with that, it like. I remember feeling bruised.
After, yeah.
Yeah. Like it's bad. Yeah. Yes.
I felt like I like. Burst my hymen.
Yes.
Or something. It felt it's very horrible. Like intimate and like painful. Oh,
it's very intimate.
Yeah. I'm like, why is the bike inside me?
Yeah. Right.
Buy me dinner first.
Right.
So yeah, unrealistic, I think, no. For both of us. Love triangles. Oh.
No. God, stop.
I love a love triangle.
I know too many people with this love triangle shit.
Okay, I want to be the top of the triangle.
Right.
I'm not trying to be on the bottom of the triangle. Because that's like not really. Being a part of a love triangle where I'm one of the people pining for the person and I have competition.
No, unrealistic. I'm always like, no. I'm one of those people that it doesn't matter how much I love you, as soon as somebody's coming in and you're even giving them the attention, done. I'm done. Finito. Right away.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's what you want? That's fine. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't.
No, we don't play that game here. Mm-mm.
You want to give me heart palpitations? You right. don't love me.
Right.
Like, exactly. You want to stress me the fuck out?
No.
I will start pulling my hair out in front of you. Like, yeah. Don't play with me. I will lose my mind. And that's same. Not cute. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be sexy. And it's not going to be like, we're going to have like a kissing competition to see who wins you. We're going to murder each other. And then I'm going to murder you.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back to life. I'm going to kill you too.
It's true.
Not realistic. Unless I'm the top of the triangle. That's just fun. Stressful, but fun.
But. Think about this, though. A lot of times with the love triangles, if you haven't noticed, like anyone you know who's in one or been in one, a lot of times what happens is, okay, so you pick one, but then are you going to live the rest of your life like wondering like every time the other one gets on your nerves?
Yeah. Or when one of them is like a person you don't even like.
Yeah.
And you're like, can you stop pining?
Right.
Please don't pine for me.
It's true. That's not really a love triangle anymore.
Yeah.
I think it has to be a genuine, you like them both.
I love when it's like in books or movies, it's always like the childhood friend.
Yeah.
And he's always like blonde or sandy haired.
Right. Yes.
And then she meets another guy and he's got black hair. And I go, well, what do you fucking know? The guy who's going to get the girl.
Right.
Every time.
Every time.
And I'm like, can we just give him a chance? Give him a moment. Give the blonde one a fucking second. Not that I'm like, I want the blonde man for myself. It's going to be the black hair.
Right.
But like, give him a fucking chance. It just feels like it's immediately, as soon as a guy with like blue eyes and black hair walks into scene.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Oh, I wonder who's going to get the girl.
I wonder.
Please.
I'm actually watching a show like, it's over now, but like, it's not that it's over. I think another one's when it's like the time I became pretty or something. The summer I became pretty.
Oh, is it good?
It's not bad.
It looks cute.
So the first season I really liked. The second season I was like, eh. But it is a kind of love triangle thing. And there is, I do wonder where she's going to go. Because there's technically two blondes.
Aren't they brothers?
Yeah. You just made it really weird on me. You're right.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, that's in its own right kind of a thing.
It is.
You know?
That's been a thing lately. I've been noticing like in a trend of like the kind of like the easy like watches of like the love stories. I've been noticing a lot. It's brothers both wanting the same girl. They're all blondes now that I'm thinking about it.
The guys?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Are blondes back?
I mean, not really.
I didn't think so.
I mean, I don't think so. No, I really
it's
don't.
Always a guy with black hair.
Mm-hmm. So maybe when these shows are officially over, they won't get the girl.
A third guy.
It's going to be the cousin.
A third it's brother the cousin comes home.
Right.
And he has black hair
and
for some
reason. And he has black
hair. Every fucking time.
It's true.
Okay. Opposites attract.
Yeah.
Think like, and then also the extreme one, like grumpy sunshine is a common trope.
Yeah.
Which like, I have complicated feelings about that specific one. But in general, I do think opposites attract.
They do attract. Yeah.
Is it realistic for me? I feel like if someone's too opposite from me, I get annoyed.
Yeah. You definitely are a person who needs somebody more similar to you in personality.
Yeah.
And I feel like I feed off of my opposite.
Yeah. Unrealistic for me.
Yeah. Realistic for me. Yeah.
And the grumpy sunshine is cute. Like, I like to watch it or read it. But, like, thinking about, because I don't even know which one I would be. I kind of fit both.
Yeah. So, but I feel like our moods are kind of quicker than a long-term grump.
Yeah.
you know what I mean?
And then I'm going to be with a sunshine. He's going to be sunshiny all the time. That's just unacceptable.
No, that is
because you
got to
simmer down at some point.
I know. Have you ever seen someone like that? Like, that's always happy.
And they call them, like, golden retriever boyfriends.
Yes.
Oh,
that's the thing.
Fucking brother. Like,
no.
He just, he's, get him away. Put him down.
Yeah.
I want him to put him down.
Poor baby.
Put him down. Why is he so happy? It's, like, not real. But a lot of it is also, like, and I hate, like, YouTube and TikTok couple content for this reason. A lot of it is so fake.
So fake.
And are you ever shocked by, like, how people cannot tell when something is, like, definitely not real?
Oh, that is so weird to me. It's so weird to me.
It freaks me out. There's this couple. I won't say who because they're perfectly harmless. But, like, their content is very forced and scripted. And he does this crazy laugh.
I hate that. I hate that.
It'll be like she's like, guess what I've got for you? And he goes, what? And he's, like, so excited. And then it's, like, a bunch of shit that's made out of cake. And she goes, you got to guess what's cake? And he does this laugh every time. And they, like I said, perfectly harmless content. But it's so fake. And then every comment is like, I want to love like this.
You people are weird.
You
want to
come
so
home from
weird.
Work every day and guess what's cake?
Yeah, no.
Damn,
you do not.
You would get tired of cake.
There is this one couple that I actually really like that make like they do pranks on each other, and I'm pretty sure it's set up.
Is it the guy that screams that he like freaks out every time, like she'll
larger?
Scare him?
No, that is great though. Where
when
she scares
him,
I think that's genuine. Okay. I think he really does get scared.
Wait, so what's this couple?
This couple, he's like larger. Okay, so the first time that I found them, they did the thing where she was asking him to skip. Have you ever asked?
What?
You've got to ask Drama King to skip because it is the funniest fucking thing to watch men skip because they don't know how to do it right. And so she asked him to skip and he, oh my God, I never scream laughed so hard. And then after that, it was just like I started watching them and I think they're
because
just
then
so
they're
going
to come up all the time.
And they, oh my God, they do the funniest shit to each other.
When it's like a harmless prank here and there, that's whatever. But when it's like they have a forced bit that they do every time.
Yeah, no. It's not like that. No. I don't do the no. As soon as they get annoying to me, I'm like,
yeah. Once you get the ick with them,
I hate that.
And then it's like, if I'm getting the ick with you guys,
I can't imagine
how many times you guys have gotten the ick with each other. Like, here you come with that fucking laugh again.
But that's gotta be kind of tiring though, if you're a couple and then you have to make all, like, you're already spending a lot of time together, but now you have to make all this together to make money.
Yeah, because
like,
now you're this is your job now.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta fucking guess what's cake. I don't know what. I got to send it to you.
Yeah, you have to. And I'll send you mine.
Because the first time I heard his laugh, I was like, oh, that's a funny laugh. But he does it like 10. I think that it took off innocently at first.
Yeah. And now it's
years ago I saw them, and now I see them come up, and it's like he's doing the laugh 6 times in a row. And it's kind of like when you see an elephant at a zoo and you're like, damn, the poor thing's tired. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fucking take him out the game. Like,
yes.
Let him retire. He's doing the laugh so much. I can't. I got to send it to you. Okay. Best friend sibling. Is this realistic or unrealistic?
Wait, what do you mean?
Your best friend's sibling. Like you've got a friend who's got a hot older brother. It's usually that kind of thing.
I did that once.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, it's realistic.
Yeah, I did.
It's realistic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could see it.
Yeah.
Was she mad?
No, not necessarily. I feel like there was so much that was involved in that one, but yeah. Yeah, it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes down like that sometimes.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't help that people are made and share DNA, and sometimes one of those people is fine.
Well, the thing is that I actually didn't know they were siblings. So it got a little weird. Oh. So we always flirted because he was actually older than me and she was younger than me. So he graduated.
Okay.
And then me and her became friends. And I didn't realize they were like, it never correlated with me. And then the one day I went to her house for a sleepover and she was like, oh, this is my brother. We both were like, and So
did you see the similarities after?
No, realized? I still don't. I'll show you pictures of them. Yeah. I do not think you would think that they were, because they have the same last name, but I don't know why. It just was not, there was something about, I just wasn't seeing it.
Yeah.
And, but they distinctly, one looks like mom, one looks like dad.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not really, okay. Yeah. Out of your control.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it's like an obligatory part of growing up to like have a crush on an older brother.
Yeah.
Even though when I think about the guy that I had a crush on when I was middle school, my friend's older brother, he was a troubled kid.
It's always troubles. Know.
I don't know how I didn't know, because we passed his room one day. He knew I was coming over.
Yeah.
He would do this kind of shit with whenever any of her friends came over. He had his door open and he was shadow boxing in his room. And I was like, hey, you know, whatever his name was. He's like, oh, hey, I've kept shadow boxing. He's shadow boxing. He's boxing nothing. He's boxing air. And I said, swoon, like, where's my fainting couch? Oh, my God. Grip. And I'm so glad that that didn't become, like, my type.
Right.
Because I was like, oh, he's it. He was not fucking cute. Isn't he was just crazy? Tall.
Yeah.
But you don't know at that point.
You don't know anything.
You don't know.
Your taste changes so much.
If they're tall, if they skateboard, if they've got cool jeans, it could be anything. Whatever triggers
it's something stupid.
Yeah.
Almost always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He thought he was so cool. And when I think back on that, every time I, like, cringe inside a
little. Yes, you're like, why did I feel that way?
He purposely. And then he got in trouble because he was, like, way older, like 4 years older.
Yeah.
And we were in middle school. Like a year later, he ended up sleeping with one of his sister's friends and he had graduated.
Oh no.
Yeah. So
oh no.
No good.
No.
Because the shadow boxing
that was it.
Bad guy. Bad guy.
Yeah.
Don't wish good things for him. Okay. Office romance. Realistic, unrealistic?
Not for me, but it happens a lot. But I feel like more than anything, it happens with people who are married.
Oh, yeah.
It's really sad.
Let me tell you, if you've ever worked in a warehouse, anybody, that's all they fucking do.
Really?
Is
fuck
cheat.
Each other?
All they do is cheat.
Wow.
That's all they did. I was like, they got free bagels in the break room. Guys, find something else to put in your fucking mouth.
Oh, my God.
Gotta be something else. They were all cheating. It was crazy. And then it's not just like that there. It's like everybody that I know that's ever worked in a warehouse said the same thing. Everyone's cheating because you're stuck together. It's a warehouse. So a lot of times, like 10 to 12 hours in a day, maybe longer.
Yeah.
And you're bored.
Yeah.
And it smells like cardboard. And you're like, who's around me? It's a proximity crush kind of thing. Like, you just find, it's kind of like when you start a new job anywhere. You're just like, okay, who am I going to have a crush on?
True.
you go, okay, who's the cutie? You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Arranged marriage?
No. Like, no, I'm sorry.
I think the way this normally goes down when it's supposed to be romantic is in like a Bridgerton kind of sense. Mm-hmm. Like, that I could get behind. Like, okay, we got caught together and now we have to be married.
Yeah.
But like, I've never seen you and you've never seen me.
No.
No.
That'd be a no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save it for fucking Lifetime.
Absolutely. You know? And I'll watch it.
I'll watch it 100%. Yeah. But taking part, no.
No.
Same. Unrealistic. And then the last one, childhood marriage pact.
Whoa.
You know when like your kids and you go, or like, oh, you know, absolutely. Teenage girls and you go, oh, if we don't meet anybody, then we marry each other.
I feel like the two guys that I did that with are gay now. I'm not kidding. And they're both happily married.
Well, they would try to lock you down as a beard for life.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Two of them. And I was like, yeah. Like, what is wrong with me?
What if they both come collecting one day?
Imagine.
And they're like, you got to get out of this whole thing that you're in.
Yeah.
Because you made a deal.
Oh, my gosh.
What age? Do you remember what age you said?
At what age was I?
You're like, what age you said, if we don't get married by whenever, then we're going to marry each other.
That I don't remember. I do not remember.
Because people make them way too young.
Oh, no, we weren't that young. No, no, no.
Like, no, like, they'll set the age too young. They'll be like, if we're not married by 23.
Oh, I believe that. Because we don't know, you don't know what you're talking about.
Then. Yeah. 23, 25, 20s in general.
Yeah, 20s. Now that I've experienced it, no.
I would say 50. If we're not married by 50, let's just be roommates. It depends on if
they want kids.
Yeah.
If you want kids, then I would say
35, 32.
35.
Yeah.
40.
Yeah.
Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't want kids, you just want companionship 50.
Yeah.
Then just call each other roommates.
But you know, don't use me as the out. You know you're not really going to marry me anyway.
Don't use me as a beard.
No.
That's fucked up.
So fucked up twice.
What are some romances that made us swoon? I know I was saying in the last episode that like, or the last one that we recorded at least, that I miss like, pining and flirting, and like I want to see more of that, like a little more Bridgerton, but like outside of, because Bridgerton fucking takes 2 years to come out per season.
Oh my gosh, it's so annoying.
I want to see more of it, not just in media but in real life too, because I think that things have gone so far the other way.
They have.
And like, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. It's gonna be like that, you know. More access to people means an easier time. Correct. Getting laid and whatever, and you don't have to work as hard for it, which is fine. Casual sex is not a big deal,
right?
But I just think it would be nice to see a return of like just romance.
Absolutely.
You know, a sweet nothing.
Yep.
I would love to see it.
Me too.
For me, one of the big ones that like changed me when I watched it, you know what, not the first time I watched it, the second time.
Okay.
Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, it is good.
The 2005 version. The first time I watched it, I thought more was going to happen.
Oh.
I didn't get the little subtleties of, like, the romance of, like, when he touches her hand when he's helping her in the carriage, and then he's walking away and he flexes his hand. Oh, my God. When I first watched it, I was a little younger. I don't think I thought I was going to get, like, it's a little steamier.
Right.
I didn't really know anything about period dramas or anything. The second time I watched it, which was, like, not that long ago, I really got everything. Like, everything came together
that,
for me.
I love when that happens, though. When you watch something a second time, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The scene where they're in the rain and he's, I love you. Truly. Oh, I can't.
It's good.
That actually, like, makes me get butterflies. Like, that movie.
Yeah.
What's one of those for you?
So, I would have to say one of mine is kind of a friendship that goes, it's like a whole thing. It's like a whole thing. So if you're a friend, if you like Friends, it's Chandler and Monica. And what's funny is when me and my ex-husband were together, we had the same dynamic.
Yeah.
Like we were like them all the time. And when they first got together, it was like they were sneaking around, but they were friends first. Mm-hmm. And then they just formed this thing, but there was something about them because she kind of broke him down to like, be such a better person. And I loved that, where it was like they were both okay alone, but together they just made so much sense.
Yeah.
And I loved them. I loved them for it. It was, I like when he passed away recently, like it like literally ruined me. I was like, this is so fucking sad because he's so young.
And then everything that I saw was like the cast talking about it and being like heartbroken.
Yeah, because they were all so close, like so close. So I couldn't imagine. Like, I mean, I used to watch it nonstop, so I can't even imagine. Like,
was it one of your comfort shows?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That and the Golden Girls.
Oh, I love Golden Girls.
I watch it every almost every night. I turn it on and pass out.
I tell you, for Greg, I was thrifting and he also loves Golden Girls.
Oh,
loves
my gosh.
Golden Girls. That was like me and my grandma's show. So I was like, I Golden love that. Girl.
Yeah.
But I found this button, and when you press it, it says like different phrases from the show. I did not know that you were a Golden Girl.
Yes.
Oh.
That's so, so cute.
I gave it to him because I was like, this is like the cutest thing. Yeah, he loved it. But that's one of, that was one of mine, but now it reminds me too much of my grandma. So it's one of those.
That's one of those things. I get it.
And also I loved, what's it called? You ever have a show ruined for you because of a breakup?
Mm-hmm.
And that was your show to watch with that person, so now you can't?
Yeah.
I got a few of those.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, they just give me like a weird, they're taking me back to a weird time.
You can't, but yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a few shows that I've never finished because I was watching them.
With them.
With somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one for me, and I just referenced Bridgerton. I'm going to reference it again because season two. That's the enemies to lover.
Kate and Anthony. The best one in Anthony. My God.
I've watched that season. That's one of my comfort shows.
That's amazing. That season,
I'll put it on. I mean, all of them really, because I love season one as well.
Yeah. This last one, I was.
Yeah, it was. It was.
the second one,
the second season.
Oh my gosh, that season was so good.
Because Anthony wasn't too lighthearted. He wasn't too serious.
No,
and
I love the way he was about her.
Me too.
Like, there's something his personality is perfect. Oh, his personality is perfect because he just had a little bit of like. Like a little, like, a little spice where you're like,
yeah,
okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Kate would talk back to him. And
yeah,
like,
I love that.
Fucking, yeah. Yes.
Love
Kate.
Oh, I love
I them. Hate that it was a sister's storyline. Like, that is just, when I do watch it back, I'm like, damn, like, that's so unrealistic. We're doing like the realistic, unrealistic.
Yeah.
Only because the sister falls in love with him.
Yeah.
If she had only been like infatuated, had a crush, it would have been one thing, but so hard because they fall in love.
Right.
And the sister in the end ends up being very forgiving because
very forgiving.
Take him from my cold, dead fucking hands.
Yeah, seriously.
Pry my fingers loose. Go ahead and try. Go ahead and take my fucking Anthony. Facts. Take my Viscount.
Facts.
From my cold, dead hands. But that season just like, every single time it'll do it.
Yeah, it was a great one.
It'll do it. And I always notice something else whenever I do rewatch it.
Yeah.
Like I noticed a scene that I never caught before.
When that happens.
I love it. She was walking past him and then he closes his eyes and he smells the air as she walked by. And I missed that the first couple times I watched it.
I love that.
So
but
good.
That does seem familiar to me for some reason. I have to rewatch
it. It was one of the last ones of the season.
Now I'm going to watch it again.
Oh, you have
to.
Like, I swear every single time I catch something and I'm like, how am I still not catching a big sign? How do we still, to the screen.
I know.
But that's like, that's where I could see enemies to lovers working is when they're both very hard-headed people too.
Uh-huh.
That's like, that's cute.
It's very cute.
What about you?
My next one is going to have to be A Bronx Tale.
I've never seen A Bronx Tale.
Oh my God.
I know the premise.
Okay.
Like, is it really romantic?
So there's there's like a whole scene with it where, okay, now you have to watch it. So I'm not going to tell you. You really, you have to watch it.
It's based off his real life, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But it's like kind of like Forbidden Love.
Okay.
But it's also back then. So you have to see it. I'm not even going to. You guys will know if you know.
It's on my list.
You have to watch it.
You know when some movies are like so old that it's like, fuck, now I got to like get around to watching it. Because like I have to go back
now. Yeah, that one you have to watch.
There's so many classics I haven't seen and that's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
This one's kind of like, it's not a romance at all by any means. It's more of like a subplot, but Hunger Games.
Oh, I love that whole dynamic.
Peeta.
I know.
Peeta.
Agreed.
Love him. I love how there was no instant gratification, which is often my biggest issue with a lot of romances.
Yeah.
In media is instant gratification. I hate it. If I'm reading a book.
Yeah.
And you know I love my romances. If I'm reading a book and she gets with the guy mm-hmm. before the halfway point in the book, throw it away.
I know.
I want to work for it. I want to earn it. You know, sweat, blood, tears. I want to earn that romance scene. When they get their kiss, it's got to be like the fucking moment. Not yes. like they fuck each other a quarter way in. Now what?
Right.
Now what? Where do we go now? I don't care now. You gave it up to me. I feel like a man where I'm like, you gave it up too easily.
Right.
And now I don't want it. Don't want it. But Hunger Games made you work for it.
They did.
And it was sad and heartbreaking. But also so good. Like, that final scene with them just feels like it was all worth it.
Yes.
It was all worth it in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another one?
Kind of another enemies of lovers, I guess, because it's Silver Linings Playbook.
Love.
Oh, my God. Gosh. You know what's weird?
That was Drama King's comfort movie for a little bit. And I was like, are you okay?
I kind of understand.
It's like very intense. It's the father and like the right. family aspect. Yeah, the family. So sad.
I know.
But it's such a good movie.
It's such a good movie. And I love him and I love her.
Yeah.
So that's the thing is I like them both so much. And together I was like, oh gosh. So relatable too. I feel like there's mm-hmm. some, like if you're a little screwed up,
yeah.
you're going to like something about it.
Okay. That's it for this week.
That's it.
Happy Valentine's Day again, you guys. Happy
Valentine's Day, guys.
Make sure if you have any qualms, any problems, you send them in to us at unreadunruly@gmail.com. Eventually, we'll do an unanswered episode.
Absolutely.
We'll read them anonymously on the show. You know how we do. We don't expose you.
Yep.
And we'll give you honest advice. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I don't know if TikTok is still going to be a thing when this goes up.
They said that it is.
Yeah.
Well, Biden said he wasn't doing anything about it. So now it's up to Trump.
Fingers crossed.
So we'll see.
He's going to come in and I knew
he's going to he's going to save the TikTok and then everyone's gonna be like, it's okay.
He saved the fucking day. Yeah, mm-hmm. great. And not at all how he planned for this to go.
Yeah.
We'll follow us wherever we are.
Yeah.
At Unread Unruly. At Unread Unruly Pod on TikTok if it's still there. Come find me on Instagram at Tayfelly.
Me at It's at the Ash Bash.
And we'll talk to you guys next Tuesday.
Bye.